It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Opponents of Pakistan's General Pervez Musharraf are on the streets again to vent their fury at their military ruler. And they say security forces have detained hundreds of their activists even before the rallies. This is the latest installment in a political crisis that some observers believe could eventually bring down Musharraf. In a moment, we'll hear from the prime minister that Musharraf overthrew when he took power 8 years ago. Now to the protests, which began 3 months ago when Musharraf tried to get rid of Pakistan's chief justice. NPR's Philip Reeves is in the Pakistani city of Lahore. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
Tell us what's happening there.
Well, this morning, a large crowd of people gathered in the center of Lahore and marched down the main street, the Mall, to the High Court. They were watched by an extremely large presence of police, armed with riot shields and, of course, with tear gas and the other apparatus used on these occasions. And they very strongly and loudly made their case that the Chief Justice must be reinstated, and many of them, of course, calling for the President, General Pervez Musharraf, the military ruler, to leave office.
Now, protests have been going on for 3 months, but protesters are beginning to embrace other issues than simply the suspension of the Chief Justice.
Well, that's right. A few days ago, Musharraf issued an emergency ordinance which tightened controls over the electronic media in Pakistan. His target was the TV stations, which have been broadcasting coverage of the rallies of the Chief Justice over the last few weeks. Until now, Musharraf had allowed a relatively free media in Pakistan. But under this order, regulators will be allowed to seize equipment, suspend licenses, and seal off the premises of broadcasters, which they deem to be breaking the rules, without referring it to any kind of review. There's been uproar amongst the journalists in the National Assembly, that's the parliament. There were protests in the press gallery. But there is a report which has just come out on one Pakistani media, GOTV, that ordinance is being suspended until it's been looked at by a committee. So the situation is in flux right now.
And are you seeing other signs besides the protests that suggest that Musharraf's position is becoming more precarious?
Yeah, there are intriguing reports in the Pakistani media today about Musharraf chastising in a face-to-face meeting with politicians from the pro-government party, the PMLQ, chastising them for not speaking out about the government's position, in support of the government, in other words. There are also reports, all of them secondhand and most of them unsourced, of rumblings within the army, although how significant they are is difficult to say.
And I guess you could ask at this stage, what does Musharraf have going for him?
Well, he had the weather today. It's extremely hot in Lahore, and I think that will have diminished the crowds, who would have been a lot larger had it not been for the weather, and also because it's reported that scores and scores of activists were arrested beforehand. But I think the other thing is, it is still the case that there's no new single political leader around whom all the opponents of Musharraf can rally. And supporters of Musharraf say that that's one reason why the crisis may not have reached the point yet where he is about to lose office.
NPR's Philip Reeves in the Pakistani city of Lahore. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.